Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Shopping malls across the country are remaking themselves as the retail landscape that once led to their growth and popularity continues to shift in ways that leave many of them struggling now. The latest mall locally to see some major changes is Dover Mall. Like the Concord Mall in North Wilmington that we've previously reported on, the Dover Mall is trying to find ways to reclaim foot traffic. Contributor Eileen Dalabrida has followed the evolution of malls in the First State for us, and this week takes a closer look at Dover Mall in her latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And Eileen joined me this week to discuss what she learned. Joined on The Green this week by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who takes a look at Dover Mall and how it is going through changes as it, like so many malls across the country, try to figure out their place in the retail landscape. Eileen, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with us this week about your story.
Good to be here, Tom.
So, Eileen, let's start with a thumbnail sketch of what Dover Mall was like at its height. What did it offer and how did it compare with other malls when it was one of the places to go for shopping?
Well, in its heyday, Dover Mall had seven anchors, and that included Sears and Macy's, JCPenney, Boscov's, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Old Navy. And, you know, it was a happening place, the third largest mall in Delaware. And when it opened back in the 1980s, it almost immediately knocked Blue Hen Mall out of the box.
So what have the past 10 years been like for Dover Mall as it and these other malls, as we mentioned, have dealt with this shifting retail landscape?
Yeah, it's been a tough 10 years for retail and especially for malls. So the biggie was that Sears closed in 2018, and that impacted many, many malls. And then another big blow when Macy's stopped its in-store sales and transitioned that huge department store into a fulfillment center. Nationwide, it was during that time, 9,300 retailers went out of business. So a lot of spaces and malls went dark, and it was a very tough time.
I was going to say, I mean, for a mall like Dover Mall, I imagine it's somewhat, I guess, a good sign that it stayed in business and it's managed to kind of last this long.
Oh yeah. And it's owned by Simon, which is the nation's largest mall operator. So they're truly plugged into the retail scene. I mean, these folks do know everybody, and that's a big plus for them.
So now Dover Mall, like other malls, as we've mentioned, are trying to make changes, specifically malls at Dover's size. One big change, as you mentioned, was the anchor stores closing, and in this case, the former Sears store. So tell us a little bit more about what happened with Sears closing there and how the Sears closure at Dover Mall maybe played out differently than Sears closures elsewhere around the country.
Well, Dover is one of the minority of Sears stores that is going to remain a retail space. I mean, you know, if it closed in 2018, it's been dark for quite some time. Well, the lights are going on. It's My Style Home Furnishings, and that's operated by Furniture and More, is going to be opening either at the end of April or early in May. And Furniture and More is the largest furniture retailer at the Delaware beaches. It has seven locations in Delaware and Maryland, and they are completely revamping that anchor and getting ready to roll.
So the other big thing that happened recently with Dover Mall is it lost its long-running movie theater there. Tell us a little bit about what happened there and what's the impact of losing that movie theater?
Well, for the first time in 40 years, Dover Mall doesn't have a theater, and actually Dover in general no longer has a theater. AMC, which operated it, said that they do regular performance reviews and that they decided that the numbers just weren't there. So they, bang, gone.
We talked a little bit about the change in the former Sears anchor store. What other things are going on at Dover Mall in terms of its restructuring its lineup. What do we know about the direction that Dover Mall is trying to head in?
Well, they do. They have vacancies, and like other malls, some of their newer tenants are non-traditional. They have an office there for Walmart's truck driving school. They also have been bringing in a few new restaurants to the food court, and they're just filling in as they can.
How about Concord Mall? Does Dover Mall perhaps learn anything from what Concord Mall is doing?
Well, I think that the Concord Mall has a bigger challenge, but it's also related to Sears, because their Sears store is still empty, and it's so much bigger than the one was at Dover. The Sears store at Concord is two stories. It's 180,000 square feet. And they have floated such ideas as a community theater, and it just hasn't flown. So what we're seeing going on at Concord Mall is as well the non-traditional uses. It's they brought in a caterer, and they also picked up a lot of independent retailers from when the Tri-State Mall closed, a big nail salon, things like that. And that's been their strategy.
So we've talked about this idea of smaller independent retailers and service providers kind of taking over vacancies at malls, using those smaller spaces that used to be kind of like the usual suspects of like clothing and record stores and what have you. And you talk specifically to one of these type of smaller, non-traditional providers at Dover Mall. Can you tell us a little bit about them and how they've taken this opportunity to maybe create a business that might not have been able to be created if it was a standalone operation?
Yeah, Slime Zone and More, it's run by two women who have a background in early childhood education, and they're entrepreneurs, and they focus on science activities and experiments for kids. And although they do have some adult customers, and they opened up in a spot that was previously occupied by a tuxedo shop. So you see, a business whose time has clearly passed, not a lot of call for formal wear these days. And they opened up. They got a good deal on rent. They're very happy about that. And they wanted to appeal to parents shopping with kids who were looking for something different for their kids to do while they were at the mall. And so they report that their business has exceeded their expectations, and they're doing quite well and are very happy at Dover Mall.
So we've talked about these malls like Dover and Concord Mall being, I guess what you've called in your reporting, B-level malls. And you noted in your story that the value of these B-level malls has fallen, but overall sales and occupancy numbers are showing an uptick. Is there a sense maybe that these B-level malls might be finding their role and audience by, as I guess we've kind of talked about here, not trying to reclaim their past glory or compete with the Christiana malls and such of the world?
Yeah, they are continuing to evolve, and many of them are not going to be traditional malls because housing is increasingly part of the equation, especially in urban areas. So you're seeing malls just give up on trying to find a tenant for Sears or JCPenney or the old Macy's or whoever has gone out, and they are just knocking it down and building what's selling: luxury rental apartments or even condos. Or for in one place in California, they put in a huge Asian grocery store. So I think that, when the light bulb went on and a mall operators fully embraced that they're going to have to do something different, and it could be radically different. Things started to change, and that's been a healthy part of the evolution of the mall.
So, Eileen, you've been looking at malls for us for a couple of years now. Where do you see things headed? Do both A and B level malls that remain have paths forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think that even the moribund malls will go on to a new life. We've seen a number of malls go the route of Blue Hen, in that real estate is going for another purpose, such as government offices or medical space. There was one mall in Colorado that had a huge dark space that they turned into a shooting range. I mean, that they're it's just like, what can we do with this space? But that said, even the A malls are going to face challengers as retailers are taking a really hard look at where they want to be. And some of the national chains like Foot Locker and Bath and Body Works have decided that malls isn't really where they want to be anymore. So they're going into lifestyle centers and other kind of smaller, more destination, individual destination shopping centers. So I think that no matter how successful a mall is in years to come, we're going to see tweaks and new strategies. And as retail evolves, and we say, like, what do we do to get people to come in and shop with us?
It is certainly a fascinating thing to watch and chart, and we appreciate you doing that for us, and hopefully you will continue to do so. Eileen Delabrede, as always, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much for being with us on The Green.
Always good spending time with you, Tom.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Delabrede for her time on The Green this week. Her piece on the Dover Mall is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. Art's Playlist is next, with a preview of Little Women, the musical, coming to the Playhouse on Rodney Square in Wilmington next month. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.